Term 2, Week 4, Active and Passive Sentences. Again, this refers to Video H1. And before commencing passive sentences, you should revise thoroughly the first line of the verb lompate or waratate in all three tenses. Page 2 of the unit document gives you examples of active sentences and compares the situation when you have a passive construction. So active, Rama walks to the tree. Passive, the tree is walked to by Rama. And it's asking you, what changes do you notice? Next page, the passive verb in the present tense. It explains that to form a passive verb, you use the dhatu, that's the root, plus you add a ya, and then you have the lampate endings. So in the case of walking, the dhatu for walking is char. So you add the ya and the te, so that you get charyate. So instead of charati, he walks, it's charyate, is walked to. It is walked to. Note that we only use the endings of the first line of lampate. Thus, examples, the tree is walked to by Rama. Rikshah Ramena Charyate. For the dual, two trees are walked to by Rama. Rikshau Ramena Charyate. The two trees by Rama, two are walked to. Plural, the many trees are walked to by Rama. Rikshah, many trees, Ramena by Rama, charyante, they are walked to. Then you have an exercise, translate the following. Exercise 10, Rama Lakshmanena drishyate. And of course you have the answers, so I won't give those to you. Sentence 2, Nadyah Narya gamyante. Sentence 3, Hastau Swasra Kshalyate. Number 4, Ashwah Sainikena Drishyante. Number 5, Phale Kagabhyam Kadyate. Number 6, Achala Rishipih Tyajyante. Number 7, English. The next part deals with the fact that the roots of verbs fall into families. So there's 10 families of roots, and each of the families, according to the root, develops into the verb in just a slightly different way. And so you've got a table of verbs following, just showing you how this works. So the first family of roots begins with bhu, and most roots are in this family. And so you've got the dhatu, or the root, on the left, the active form of the verb, and the passive form of the verb. So it's very helpful to go carefully through these, seeing how the roots develop in active and passive, and you'll see the form is similar because they're all in the same family. The next gana or family is the one starting with ad, to eat, so it's called adadi gana. And the you've only given one example there. Hata, han, which develops into hanti and hanyate. There obviously are more routes, but the ones relevant to GCSE are these. Third family, Juhoti. Start with Juh, form Juhoti. So that's the first, it's called Juhoti Adigana. And the two that are relevant here are Da to give and Dha to place. So you get Diyate is given and Dhiyate is placed. The fourth family starts with Div to shine, so it's called Divadigana. And it explains that the fourth family already has a Halanta Ya in the development, and so the meaning of the Kriya often already has the Karmani sense or the passive sense already. So Kupyati is angry, Kupyate is angry. Fifth family, Swadigana, starts with Swa. So the one we're interested in is Shru, Shrinoti, listens. Shruyate is heard. Sixth family, Tudadigana, it's all about Tud, to hit. Kshipati, throws. Kshipyate is thrown. So you might think it's very similar to the first family. Seventh family, Rudadigana. So Bhanakti breaks, Bhajyate is broken. And not all these words are in the IGCSE vocabulary. This is just to give you an idea. Eighth, the Tan Adigana. And the only one we are looking at here is Kri, which develops into Karoti, makes or does. Kriyate is made or done. And obviously a very important verb. Next, the ninth family, Kriyadigana, the Dhatu Kri. So Jnya, to know, Jnati, knows, Jnayate is known, Bandh, to bind, Bandhnati, binds, Bandhyate, is bound. Tenth Gana, Churadigana. Here we'll recognize an I that comes into the Kartari, that's the active form, Lat, present form, so the active present form. The passive or Karamini form is more like the other gunas, the other families. So kshal in washing, kshalayati, washes. Kshalyate is washed. Kat, to tell. Katayati, tells. Katyate is told. Chint, in thinking. Chintayati, thinks. Chintyate is thought, and so on. So that gives you a sort of overview of simple verbs that you might come across. Only some of them are in the GCSE vocabulary. Now here is an important summary on the next page, the main points for the passive tense. The object, or the dhantu, is expressed in the first case, whereas the doer is in the third case. The verb, that's the action, has a ya after the dhatu. The ending of the verb takes a lumpate form. This ending agrees in number with the object, in other words, the thing in the first case, not with the doer. So the same principles apply to the passive verb in the past. You have the dhatu, the ya, and the alabhate, alabhata, ending the past form of labhate. And for this, you should go to video H2. Exercise 11. The dhatu is given first, and then the present tense passive, khadyate, is eaten. Then the past, akhadyata, and one, two, and many were eaten, and so on. The past passive, you then have some sentences. Ramah balakena acharyata naryah kapibhyam agamyanta ashwau kagai upavishyetam, and so on. So when you're looking at the verb, you have to look for the dhatu. As in number one, acharyata, it's dhatu char. Second one, agamyanta, is dhatu gam. Upavishyetam is really upavishat, well, in the passive form. So it's about sitting. And dhatu wish. And number four, dhatu drish. Number five, dhatu nash. Sentence six, dhatu pib. Sentence seven, dhatu bhash, in speaking. Sentence eight, dhatu lik, in writing. And you have a mixed exercise, passive exercise, present and past. And then you even have the present, the passive verb in the future tense, all the same principles, very straightforward. Then you have an exercise 15, a mixed exercise.